Namaste. Welcome to Discovering Montessori with Shri. This is your host, Vijay Shri. In today's podcast, let's understand what is Montessori. Is Montessori a method, a philosophy, or a curriculum? Montessori is a method, a scientific method, a time-tested method which was discovered by Dr. Maria Montessori. The Montessori method, today what I am trying to talk about, is for the age group 2.5 to 6. Montessori is another method just like any other method followed in the school. Most of the schools follow the method of chalk and board, or probably these days they would have graduated to a smartphone, and that's the method they follow. But Montessori method revolves around a few principles. Now let us look at what are the principles which are imbibed in the Montessori method. First and the foremost, Montessori method is child-centric, child-driven. That is, the method follows the necessity and the needs of the child of 2.5 to 6. The child is treated and respected just like any other individual in a Montessori method. Montessori also observed that children of 0 to 6 have a great capacity of absorbing the things from their environment. Hence, she called this period as the absorbing mind. So, catering to this need, the Montessori method would have materials or would have set up the environment in such a way that the child absorbs positive things which helps in the development of the child. The development of the child, as Montessori observed, happens in phases. And also the child has sensitive periods. So this is another great philosophy which is imbibed in the Montessori method. Sensitive periods could last for a week or month or for a few weeks. It is during this period the child's brain is urging her to focus like a laser on learning a particular skill. You might have noticed that children who are in this sensitive period could be writing, could be reading, could be any other skill development, they would want to do it again and again repeatedly without getting tired. So this is called as a sensitive period. Montessori method imbibes this sensitive period in the method so that the adult understands when the child is in the sensitive period and traps and provides their need which helps in the development of the child. The other important philosophy which is imbibed in Montessori method is order. The child of 2.5 to 6 has a keen sense of order. What does that mean? That means the child has an innate urge to keep things in an order, in an orderly manner. You would have seen in most of the Montessori schools, children would take the material and after they have finished working with the material, they keep them back because the child has that keen sense of order. But you might ask me, but when they come back home, they just throw things, they do not keep it in place. But if the order of the house is just to keep things or throw things, the child would follow the same order. So order is one of the most important philosophy which is imbibed in Montessori method. So as I'm walking you through the how well the Montessori method has been designed, and it is far superior to the chalk and board method followed in most of our schools. Montessori method also imbibes normalization of a child. What does that mean? Normalization means when a child is able to pick up the material on his or her will, sit in a place, work with the material with immense focus. That's when we know that the child is normalized and ready for other sensorial or other kinds of activities which the Montessori method provides. Until then, no material is provided to the child. No material is provided to the child, meaning the adult will not force the child to take up any material with force. So unless and until the child is normalized, the activities or the classes or the presentations are not provided to the child. This helps the child to settle in a place well, unlike the other schools where the lessons are started few weeks after the child has entered into the school without giving the child the time for normalization. The last and the most important philosophy imbibed in the Montessori method is independence. Montessori believes that the child development happens only when the child is given the independence to do things according to the will of the child. That doesn't mean having a knife or hitting others. The child has, child of 2.5 to 5, has innate needs which the child wants to fulfill. It could be either touching the sand to gain the sensorial skill, or it could be working with only colors to fulfill that need, or working with only numbers to fulfill their need. So Montessori says the child should be given independence to do what the child wants to do. So to sum it up, in a Montessori method, there is independence given to the child, there is an order set, there is a prepared environment, there is a prepared environment for the child to absorb the things in the environment. It is child-centric, there is independence. So these are the sparkling, striking characters which you should observe when you enter into a Montessori environment to see if the method is followed. I hope you like this podcast. See you soon with yet another interesting topic. Thank you. Signing off, Vijayashree.